You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 12. Spring has sprung a leak. Welcome back. It's episode 12. Spring is finally here. Weather-wise, it's still somewhat chilly here in Utah. It gets around like 60 degrees or so, maybe a little warmer. But there's still cold little wind, so you still need, like a coat, possibly long pants, although I'm really itching to wear shorts again. This is one season closer to summer. I can't wait. Speaking of summer, summer concerts are being announced and tickets are going on sale. Kiss and Def Leppard touring together and Motley Crue's final tour are just two of the tours that I'm looking forward to here this summer, at least those that are coming to Utah. So more detail in this week's rant. And with that, let's start the news. Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church has died. They're out of Topeka, Kansas. He was the founder of the church, pretty much his whole family. So he's died at the age of 84. This is the church that would protest gays and soldiers' funerals with the signs "God hate fags" and "God hates America," and their message was just pure hate. I mean, it made zero sense for a quote-unquote Christian church to be protesting for absolutely no reason, really. I mean, they had their reasons. Well, and the church is most, like I said, they're mostly made up of family members. Although in the last several years, there have been defections, like Fred's son, Nate Phelps, who he's spoken out against about what his father did and their efforts. Most of their efforts were monetarily driven, as Fred was a lawyer, and he would sue the counter-protesters that became physical in their reactions. So, for example, you know, say they're out protesting a funeral, then counter-protesters would come and start hassling them. Any physical altercations that would happen, the Westboro Baptist Church would sue whoever touched them or physically manhandled them or whatever, and that's how they got their money. They would either settle or win, you know, based on that. So that's how they obtained their money to travel to these funerals to protest. They aren't going away now that Fred has died, but their efforts have been stifled over the last couple of years. There's counter protests that have helped silence their hate messages. So, in irony, yes, it has been suggested that people protest his funeral. You know, some suggesting holding up signs, "God hates Fred." You know, let it go. You know, it's that there's no need to bring any more attention to this. You know, it's not right. Not the right way to counter his death. Just let the hate fade without giving it extra attention. iOS 7.1 update arrives for iPhone and iPad. It's been almost 2 weeks since Apple finally released this update. So far my iPad locking up issues have disappeared. So let me kind of explain. So both my phone, my iPhone, I have an iPhone 5S, and my iPad, I have an iPad Air, would just stall when I'd swipe. You know, I'd get to that point where, like, I'd turn it on, and then you'd go to swipe to unlock the screen, and nothing. And you would continue to swipe, and nothing. So then you'd go to turn off the power button, nothing. And it would just sit there. So I'd become frustrated. I'd push buttons. I would push the home button, push the power button. You know, next thing you know, there's pictures of black screens being taken, like screenshots, basically. Just very frustrating. So I was really hoping that this update would help, and for the most part, it has. I mean, there's been one or two small times where it's kind of stalled, but I think this update actually has helped, because I was ready to wipe this, do the restore and wipe on this iPad. I did on my phone, on my 5S, and before the 7.1 update came out, and so I was very pleased with its performance. I mostly fixed the lockup issues on that, so And so, you know, now I have two devices that I love and would become frustrated with, but now I love them again. So, like again, overall, a much-needed update that took way too long for it to be released. There's some couple new interface tweaks, one of the most evident is on the phone and the phone dialer. The end call and start buttons are smaller circles now instead of the rectangle buttons that used to be at the bottom of the screen. There's a few other little tweaks here and there, but that's probably the most obvious as far as interface tweaks. So if you have an iPhone or an iPad and are experiencing any type of lockup issues or anything like that or restarts, then this update is for you. Go out and grab it. March Madness brackets everywhere for the NCAA college basketball. You can't go on Twitter or Facebook or, you know, a lot of news stories and things like that without running into, you know, people covering brackets. I'll be honest, I've never gotten into this. I think there was one year many years ago that I did do a bracket and I won $5, you know, so that's kind of cool, you know. It's something that I've just never been into NCAA basketball. So, you know, when it gets down to the final part here, it's just not something that, you know, has interest me. I do know that Duke lost. Duke is usually in the top somewhere. So for them to bow out pretty quickly, you know, that's an upset. Based around this March Madness in the brackets, billionaire Warren Buffett was going to give away $1 billion to someone who had a perfect bracket. Sponsored by Quicken Loans. Whoever would have had ended up with a perfect bracket, you know, gosh, that would have been cool to watch him pay up on that. But, with Duke losing and a few other upsets happening, pretty much guaranteed. I think someone reported that the people that were pretty close to having a perfect bracket got kind of wiped out. So, you know, someone would have made a really good bet if they would have not picked Duke to win, you know, and picked Mercer who beat them. This week's rant, bands skipping Utah. So I mentioned Kiss and Motley Crue are coming to Utah. Kiss, who's touring with Def Leppard, they're starting their tour in Utah. Very surprising. I mean, I have to give praise there. You know, even, you know, if I wasn't already a Kiss and Def Leppard fan, I, you know, would still praise them for, you know, coming to Utah and starting their tour here. But, you know, in the past, a lot of years, just in the last couple, 3 years, a lot of bands that used to come to Utah are skipping on their most recent tours. Nine Inch Nails. So Nine Inch Nails just announced this tour this year with Soundgarden. I would love to see that. But you know what? I'm going to have to travel to see it because they're doing two nights at Red Rocks in Colorado, but none here in Utah. At least, you know, they haven't added any Utah dates yet. So, you know, if they do, I will praise them and go buy my tickets. But Nine Inch Nails has been a Utah staple since the beginning, so I'm really surprised. But, again, you know, they're skipping Utah. Depeche Mode, my favorite band. I've seen Depeche Mode 9 times. I was hoping to see them 10th on this Delta Machine tour, but they skipped Utah. They actually skipped Colorado, if I remember right. So, I'm not sure what is behind this trend of bands skipping Utah. You know, it probably isn't the band. It's probably the promoter or, you know, whoever the management team is or whoever is, you know, putting the financing together for these tours. You know, they're probably just like, we can skip Utah. You know, they look at ticket sales. They look at all sorts of different numbers and things like that. So, yes, there's a financial basis to bringing it. You know, it's not cheap to bring, you know, 18-wheelers and trucks and setting up stage and hiring a whole stage set, and coming to a different city. I know that's not cheap, but, you know, bands that used to come here and don't anymore, why? That's all I want to know. Why? Nikki Sixx gets married. Yeah, not to have another mention of Motley Crue in this episode, you know, not my intention. But, you know, this is my shameless plug for the week. Nicky is my favorite member of the band. He got married recently and has been off to Bora Bora on honeymoon with his new wife, Courtney Bingham. The article I read shows pictures of him and Courtney. He seems pretty happy. He's, you know, he's letting people take pictures. I don't know, you know, whoever was lucky enough not only to be in Bora Bora, but also to see Nikki Sixx there, you know. That's kind of cool. So I follow him on Twitter at Nikki Sixx. So N-I-K-K-I-S-I-X-X. So, yes, shameless plug, but hey, I just wanted to say congratulations, Nikki Sixx. A dozen of these podcasts completed. Hey, want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.